Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Okay, so this is one of those Mondays where you read something and it just sits with you. Harvard published a study this week where large language models outperformed two experienced emergency room doctors on diagnostic accuracy. Not in some controlled lab scenario. Real case histories, real stakes. And here's the uncomfortable bit. This was not about the AI being brilliant. It was about the AI being consistently good at pattern matching across a huge volume of medical literature. The doctors were experienced, competent, and they still got outscored. Not by a little, by enough that it matters. What this really means is not that AI will replace doctors. It is that doctors who use AI well are going to be faster, more accurate, and more confident in their decisions, and the ones who do not are going to fall behind. That gap is not theoretical anymore. It is happening now. The thing I keep coming back to is this. We talk about AI as if it is coming for jobs. But what if it is actually coming for the advantage that experience used to give you? That is a different problem entirely. Something to think about. Right, let me shift gears completely because this next one is extremely practical, and if you are building RAG systems, you need to know about it. A company just published a full production case study showing what happens when you migrate from LangChain plus self-hosted Milvus to Llama Index plus Pinecone. And the numbers are wild. P99 query latency dropped from 2.4 seconds to 112 milliseconds. Not in theory, in production, on real workloads. That is the difference between your users waiting and your users not noticing. Cost went from $14,000 a month to $4,200. That is a 70% reduction, just from switching infrastructure. But here is the bit that actually matters more than speed or cost. Answer relevance jumped from 78% to 92%. That is the difference between a RAG system that works most of the time and one that you can actually trust. What struck me about this piece is how specific it is. Full code walkthroughs, benchmarks, architectural patterns. This is not a vendor saying their thing is better. This is a real team showing you exactly what they did and what happened. If you have been on the fence about whether RAG is viable for cost-sensitive applications, the maths just changed. This is the kind of case study that shifts decisions. Okay, so completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me because this one is genuinely useful if you are working with streaming data pipelines. Someone debugged a Delta Lake timeout that has been haunting high-frequency pipelines for ages, and the root cause is architectural, not a mistake. Here is the trap. Every write to a Delta table generates a JSON commit file in the transaction log. If your pipeline is triggering every 60 seconds, that is 1,440 commits per day. After a year, you have over 500,000 files sitting there. Now when you run describe history to see what actually happened, Spark has to pass every single one. Because checkpoints do not store that metadata, so your query just times out. The fix is straightforward. Reduce log retention to 7 days, enable minor log compaction. But the gotcha is that this does not surface in testing. It surfaces at scale, when you are in production, and everything suddenly grinds to a halt. If you are building high-frequency data pipelines, this is the kind of thing you need to know about before you hit it. Because by the time you do, it is already a problem. All right. Stepping back for a second, there is a pattern running through all of this today. Harvard's AI diagnosis study, Llama Index's performance wins, the Delta Lake bottleneck, they are all stories about systems hitting real limits. The AI isn't replacing the doctor, it's revealing where human pattern matching struggles under volume. The RAG migration isn't just about speed, it's about hitting a cost ceiling where the old approach stops being viable. The Delta Lake timeout isn't a bug. It's an architectural reality that only shows up when you scale. What I keep thinking about is this. The gap between something working and something working at scale is where most of the hard problems live. And right now, across AI, data pipelines, and infrastructure, we are all hitting those gaps at the same time. That is what makes this moment interesting. It is not just one breakthrough. It is 100 teams simultaneously discovering where the current approach stops working and having to figure out what comes next. Okay, so last thing before I wrap up, there was a piece this week on AI best practices that sounds basic but is actually really practical. The core idea is simple. If at first you do not succeed, prompt again. But the framework underneath is what matters. Be specific about constraints, provide examples, iterate on test cases, match your prompt style to the output you want. The gap between AI working and AI working well is deliberate workflow design. What I like about this is that it treats prompting like debugging. You do not just write one thing and hope. You test. You refine. You learn what works for your specific use case. If you are in that phase where AI sometimes helps and sometimes doesn't, this is worth reading. Because the difference is usually not the model. It is the process. All right. That is your Luma Digest for this morning. If there is one thread running through everything today, it is this. The systems we built for small scale do not hold at large scale. The workflows that worked manually do not hold when AI accelerates them. The infrastructure that seemed fine last year hits cost ceilings this year. We are all figuring out what comes next at the same time, and that is both exciting and slightly terrifying. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes. See you next time.